Blog Talk Radio.
Are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Miss Natalie Davis, along with the theatrical troupe of Greater Community Church of God in Christ, and they are presenting a wonderful, wonderful play coming up, and the title of the play is Shop Talk. Are you guys there on the line?
Yes.
We are.
Yes, we are.
How are you all doing today?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. We are excited to be on your show tonight.
It is definitely our pleasure. It is definitely our pleasure. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the play, when it's coming up, how did it get started? Share a little bit about that with our listening audience.
Okay. Shop Talk is a play that was developed out of the theatrical troupe with Greater Community. We actually have a writing team, and together, Pastor Brown and myself, Natalie Davis, we came up with the basic idea of Shop Talk, and then I brought the idea to the team. We sat down, developed the characters in the play, and just basically sat and wrote out the play. The play is set around Father's Day weekend, which the actual debut of the play was Father's Day weekend at our church. And it basically emphasizes on brotherhood and the bonding that men have in church and community, family, and faith. And together, our cast and the writers came together, and we put together a spectacular play. And the performance, I think, is outstanding. And we have
it
a
is
great
cast. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you were at the first show, right?
I was. It was an excellent, excellent play. I don't want to spill the beans in case someone on the phone or on the line is listening and they want to go see the play, but this is definitely an excellent play, beautifully written. The cast was phenomenal. I mean, excellent, excellent, A1. So it's based loosely around brotherhood in church or just brotherhood, period.
Well, I would say brotherhood, period. Our focus was on church because all of them were members of the same church in the play. Most of the members of the play are members of the same church. However, the bond of brotherhood is shown from the youngest character, who I think is 8 years old, to the oldest character represented, who is in his 70s. And the bond of brotherhood, how the wisdom is bestowed from the older gentleman to the younger individuals in the play. Then we have some other characters in the play. Aunt Kat, who is a character who was cast in another play, actually, Love Is All It Takes, which was our first dinner theater here at Greater Community. We minister primarily through the dinner theater, as well as skits and plays throughout the church. But that first dinner theater is where Aunt Kat is here with us tonight. She's played by Curtis Lean Bass.
Hello,
Aunt Kat. How are you doing today?
Blessed and highly favored. Woo! Thank you.
Okay, I'm trying so hard. I tried so hard not to laugh with them online or show, but you was a phenomenal character. I definitely love Aunt Kat. All the characters I totally enjoy. I definitely do not want to spill the beans on this show, but continue, Miss Davis.
Well, I would just like to say, if I can, that it's just such a blessing to see my nephew progress the shop that his father and his grandfather made so famous in the neighborhood. So we just invite everybody to come on out and just partake of the blessings of these young men as well as the old and everybody in between, because it's just such a blessing to know that some of our traditions continue, but then we still got to learn. You know what I mean? We still have to learn a few things. Yes, we do.
Yes, that's
absolutely.
That's
absolutely. That's
okay. And she's
I do remember. Go ahead.
She's referring to the play that we're doing at the Art Place in Marietta on September 26th. We're having two shows. One is at 2 and the other is at 6 p.m. This is the first time that the theatrical troupe is going outside in a theater, and we're very excited about that. The whole cast is excited, actually.
Yeah, very. That's excellent. That's really good, taking it to a whole nother level, taking it to a different level. What about any other cast members there? I would like to hear from them as well. Anyone can say anything that they like.
Well, we have our assistant director here, J.R. Reynolds, he has been with us since we've done – he actually wrote the play, Love is All It Takes, our first dinner theater. That was an outstanding play as well, and we had great reviews. And actually, one of the characters just walked in. His name is Mr. Pete. I'm sure he'd be willing to share his insight.
Yes. Get him back, too. Is Mr. Pete there?
Mr. Pete's coming. You were saying?
I was saying, since it's in this barbershop, and we do know that the barbershops are just like, especially in the African-American community, it's like the greatest hangout for men. I've only been inside a barbershop when my boys was younger, when I would have to take them to the barbershop, and it's definitely not a place for women. I always tried to make sure that I could get in and get out, because the conversations are so different in the barbershop as well as in the beauty shop, but it's a different atmosphere in the barbershop. It's just totally different. You got a whole lot of different things going on. I've never been able to, well, actually, I can honestly say I enjoy seeing how the men would communicate with each other and how they would, it's a bond that you would really have to see with your own eyes, that bond that's at the barbershop.
Yes, it really is. And I think the unique bond between men in the barbershop, when we were writing the play, I learned a lot of things that I basically wasn't supposed to know. When we were writing, somebody said, oh, how did you know that? When we were signaling certain things that you'll see in the play. But I had an inside scoop from a gentleman who works with me, who told me, now you're not supposed to give out barber secret, what goes on in the barbershop. So it is kind of unique to hear the discussions that they have. I mean, in the barbershop, they talk about politics, they talk about family, they talk about religion, they talk about race, and they talk about current ideas, current events. And I think it's exciting to hear men's point of view. You know, in the in the salon, there's a whole different conversation going on the women's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
But to sit and listen and experience the men's point of view on certain topics is quite interesting. Mr. P, the oldest character in the play, he basically puts his spin on everything. He puts his point
mm-hmm.
of view. He gives them wisdom. He gives them some enlightening details about history that they didn't know that refers to where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
He has a great charismatic attitude and adds such – he just adds so much to the play on his own. And he's here with us right now, Mr. P. Do you have anything you'd like to – shed some light on?
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. P.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And yourself?
I'm wonderful. I heard y'all talking about the barbershop. Now, you know,
yes.
y'all went in a little too deep. So make sure that what stays on this phone stays on this phone. You hear me?
Absolutely, Mr. Pete, absolutely.
Listen, if it get back to my boys, I'm going to have to pay for it. I ain't got that money to be trying to pay them dues and stuff. But listen, I hope that you're going to invite everybody out to this show, because this show is for somebody. I mean, the time, when I say the time we're putting in trying to learn these lines, my God from Zion. And do they know where we're going to be at?
I think so, Mr. P, but tell us again. Please tell us again where you're going to be.
Listen, the date, that's a sad day. Nobody really got anything to do in the September. School done started. You know, the game ain't going to be on. So it's September 26th. It's a Saturday. And it's going to be at this, it's called the Art Place Mountain View Theater. Not theater, theater.
Oh.
On 3330 Sandy Plains Road, Marietta. Now, that's how we say it. We say Marietta. But they say you pronounce it Marietta, Georgia, 30066. It's at 2 and then at 6. Now, try to tell them don't come to me at 4 o'clock because I'm rested. They got me
yes,
out
sir.
Two times in one day. And the tickets are only $15. If they start saving a dollar now, they'll have a ticket for them and their wives or family or whoever. So you
won't
be there?
I plan to be there.
We need to put your name on your seat just so if you don't, we're going to call you out.
I don't want you to call me out, Mr. P, because I know you will.
I ain't going to call you out. Well, I'm finna give it back to the playwright, but I just want to greet you and say we hope to see you there. Make sure they go to shoptalkplay.eventbrite.com to purchase their tickets, because if they don't go on there, we will not see them in that play.
Yes, sir. I will definitely make sure.
All right. And call my wife and tell her I'll be home in a second.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Hello?
Uh-huh.
As you see, there's lots of energy in our cast members.
Lots of energy. Well, Ms. Davis and the cast, it has definitely been our pleasure to have you on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listening audience, what you may have coming up? Will you repeat your first play? Anything you would like to share about your cast, Greater Community Church of God in Christ, past, anything that you would like to share, you can do that at this time.
Well, I just want to share that it's a great opportunity. This is a great opportunity for us as individuals, not just as the cast, but as individuals, we're growing in ministry in this particular area of ministry. And I just want to say that I'm thankful to our pastor, Dr. Matthew L. Brown, for his willingness to let us lead in this area. You know, he is building a great church within these walls, and he's also building a great church outside these walls through this ministry. And for him to allow us to use our gifts and our talents in this way has been quite a blessing. We have an extremely gifted group of people who love the Lord and who actually take the time to develop their characters and develop who they are as people to bring that to each one of our performances. And I just thank God for the team that we have, and I thank God for the cohesiveness that we have within our group. The theatrical troupe has been going for the past 3 years. We started doing Christmas plays at church. Most of our plays have been written in-house by myself and other members of the church. And we just look forward to what God is doing in this ministry. And we just thank God for the opportunities that he's given us to move forward outside the walls. And we just thank you for allowing us to be on your radio show.
Definitely been my pleasure, Miss Davis. It's definitely been my pleasure. And I do plan on being there to see this wonderful play once again.
Great.
Thank you so very much, and I wish you guys the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's been our pleasure. We would like to thank all of our sponsors. Thank you so very much for each and everything that you do for us. And leaving you with this coming from Luke 17, verse 6, and the Lord said, "If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto the sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to meat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and grant thyself serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink." This has been OPM Live Blog Talk Radio, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and sounding off with Release the Sound. God bless.
We sanctify.
We unify.
We lift your praises.